What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got some audio to play. It kind of threw me off here. This is how the Browns evaluate their quarterbacks here, Owen. This is what it is. This is from Catherine Hickman, Browns assistant general manager. Hit it.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now, we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a backseat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
Well, I think a lot of people are upset about that because it wasn't much, but I don't, you know, they're not going to give you much on anything. I wasn't very upset about that.
I watched that
Should
video.
Should I have been upset about that?
I think it's just indicative of, you know, where the Browns are at.
Is it?
In a quarterback search.
Is it?
They're flailing away. They're flailing away. And I think the Shador Sanders pick just kind of confirmed that. They were throwing darts. Huh. They threw another dart. It's going to be really hard for those darts to hit this year. In their given situation, and they're going to throw another dart next year in the first round. And she's talking about data points and evaluating quarterbacks. And
well, are they going to be good or not good, the Browns? They're not going to be good, right?
This year?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Shouldn't it be pretty clear who they should take then? If they're going to have a high enough pick, shouldn't it be pretty clear? Do we need to? Like, that's why I'm like, well, guys, we're kind of getting upset with a giant non-answer. I could very well be wrong with that. They could be doing that, but I... When you're drafting that high, like third round, fourth, I don't disagree with you about what just happened. Let me point that out. Flailing away when you take Dylan Gabriel in the third round and Shador Sanders in the fifth, that does sound like flailing away. That is just, hey, let's pick quarterbacks and, well, we like this guy. He could be a career backup. We'll take him in the third round. We like this guy. He's got a high ceiling. Nobody else is taking him. And let's bring in Shador Sanders. That does sound like flailing away. I don't disagree with you now. But if everybody's still here in 2026, I mean, right now it's going to be tough to say, but if they're still here in 2026, shouldn't it be pretty obvious at that point who they would take? Is there really going to be a neck and neck thing? Now, I know some people
Do you mean positionally or the actual person?
The quarterback. Yes, the person too. Because if they have the number two pick, somebody's going to be number one with a bullet. And then you go, well, all right, then let's figure it out for who number two is. Number two should still probably be somebody that you're pretty passionate about. Because I know everybody's kind of off on the quarterbacks week one saying, ah, this 2026 class isn't going to be that good. It's week one. You got guys who are not playing for the or playing for the first time in a long time. I'm going to give them a little bit more time. The cream is probably going to rise to the top. And I'm sure, like I brought up Lenora Sellers yesterday, I'm sure Drew Aller will be in that conversation by the time the season ends. But I'm not going to mention him until after November 1st with this fan base. Because it ain't going to happen. Because if I say anything about Drew Aller, then you're just a homer and you like him because he's from Medina. So fine, I'll be quiet about Drew Aller, even though I like the kid. I like Lenore Sellers. He ain't from here, from what I understand. Looks pretty good, pretty strong, pretty sturdy. I may feel very passionate about Lenore Sellers. Do I really need to get in a bunch of data points if I watch a lot of South Carolina football and go, hey, I watched him in 2024, then I watched him in 2025. He got better. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. He's got a good arm. Let's take that guy. Do I need to put together the data points or anything like that? Like, that's why I'm thinking, if we're talking about this last year, totally tone with you, flannel away, throwing darts at the board, fine. Let's see if we get lucky with one of these guys. But here, no. There's no way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They can mess it up. Obviously, they can mess it up. But there's no reason to overthink at the top of the draft if you're not going to be a very good football team. Like, you had the one, is it Seth Walter?
Yes.
Had
his season simulation.
Yes. Is that ESPN, correct?
Correct.
Okay, he had season simulation. 5-12. That probably puts you in the top five drafting. So maybe you got a decision between two guys and you got to get that one figured out. Or you just use your pick and the Jaguars pick and you move up depending on who it is. And we don't have to make that decision anymore because then it's going to be right there. I can't imagine we do all this with that top choice. John Dorsey, no matter what we think of him after the fact, John Dorsey was too much gut feeling sometimes. John Dorsey still knows how to pick players. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's a pretty good quarterback, obviously. Did we have to reach a bunch of data points to pick Baker Mayfield number one overall?
Well, that is what I was going to ask the question about. So every team, when they go to the draft, especially at the top of the first round, they've done all the research. They've eventually collaborated with their staff mm-hmm. and all of their scouts. They've pored over the game film and they've analyzed it to death. My question is, when it comes to the Browns, the way she was talking, it almost seems like the Browns have their proprietary analytics method. Who knows how intact it is from even 3 years ago? Maybe it has adjustments every single year. Maybe it takes into consideration the trends of the NFL and how defenses react. And so they tweak that formula every single year. And I'll never understand how they tweak the formula to arrive at third round overdrafting Dylan Gabriel and then taking Shedeur Sanders two rounds later, because then is that another analytical model in the draft over a 5-year stretch? Here's the amount of quarterbacks we have to take and for a competitive spirit to be able to come up with a guy that could maybe start, or maybe it details who the backup could be. I don't know. I don't know any of that. But the way she's talking, it seems to me that in their proprietary formula, they put it all in there. They put a blindfold on after that, and then whoever comes out with the highest number, that's the quarterback.
Is it like with the chickens and the kazoo on South Park where they cut off the head and the guy plays the kazoo and wherever it lands, they're going to take that QB? They can't do that high in the draft.
I don't know.
They're not going to do that high in the draft.
Isn't that kind of what it sounds like to you? Is they're
not going to do that high in the draft.
You know what? Right, let me give her the benefit of the doubt.
Fire it away.
Let's analyze.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now, we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a backseat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
Did that make sense to her in her mind and that it came out a different way? Or is that exactly how she wanted to say that?
Listen, as a person who's listened
that
to
that answer was a mess.
As a person who's listened to a lot of Donald Rumsfeld...
There are no unknowns.
She did exactly what she was supposed to do. All right? It's not how I would have answered it, but I probably would have said too much. And she kept it vague.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly
kept it vague.
But I don't think if they get a high pick for a first-round quarterback next year.
The Browns have maintained their strategic advantage with their line of thinking. They haven't spoiled any of the secret sauce there, I can assure you that.
216-474-0092.
The secret sauce that's led them to this situation.
Well, it's a hell of an argument I'm about to make because I want them to win at least enough games to keep everybody employed, which I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me, especially after hearing that audio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.